This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on a beautiful Monday morning. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and it is schedule release week. The full schedule will get released Wednesday, and I believe at 8 p.m. over on NFL Network. We're going to get a lot of nuggets here and there throughout the week, official ones, rumors, what have you. It's been like that the last few years. But for more on that and also some other stuff around the sports world, we are joined now on the Western Hotline, Sal Mariana of the Democrat and Chronicle. Sal, good morning. How are we doing today, man?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. I know this is usually the Sal and Sal segment, so I do apologize on that, but, you know, the other one took off, so
I heard Sal's got a – he's just too busy for us these next couple weeks, so that's okay. I'm with you guys, and we can go any direction you want here.
So on that, Sal, I did see this morning you put up an article on DemocratandChronicle.com about the primetime potential matchups the Bills could have. They've played primetime games a lot the last few years, arguably too many. I am somebody that is getting nostalgic about 1 p.m. kickoffs, but it is a really juicy schedule, and you really deep-dived in how many of these games could be at Highmark as well.
Yeah, I covered the team throughout the entire drought when almost every game was 1 o'clock, and, you know, in our business as the media, we loved 1 o'clock games. So we have become accustomed to these nighttime primetime endeavors, and that's fine because that means the Bills are doing well. So this year, I put up here five games that I think could definitely be primetime games. Four of them happen to be at home. But, you know, the NFL could schedule them for the maximum six, so there could be another one, and that's not even counting an overseas game, which would be played in the morning. So they're going to be in a lot of standalone windows this season. Obviously, they went to the championship game last year, Josh Allen's MVP. So, I mean, the games that I think really have a chance are, you know, the game against the Ravens at home, which that game and the Bengals at home, those might be contenders for that first Sunday night window in week one. I think those would be two great games for NBC to take. And then I think the Kansas City game, you know, CBS has lobbied to keep that for 3 years in a row because it's a huge 425 national telecast. But I also think the NFL might say, hey, you know what? We acquiesced for those 3 years, but we want that in a primetime window. So that might also be a great Sunday nighter if CBS will give it up. And then you got the Eagles coming to Highmark, which that makes a lot of sense for, you know, any kind of night game. The one game that I put in that I kind of maybe reached a little bit on was the Patriots at New England. And the reason I put that one in there is because, look, they have not really had many primetime games because the Patriots have stunk for 2 years. This might be a great opportunity to not only get them into the rotation, but it's against league MVP Josh Allen in a division game. So I thought that would make some sense. Maybe a Thursday night game at Gillette against the Patriots. So those were the ones that I thought have a chance, but who knows? Maybe I missed right on all of those, and it'll be five or six other games. We'll find out soon enough here.
Sal, you also mentioned after that, like, because you highlighted those five in your article, I also would like to say that you followed up with something where physically we are bracing for it. Like, Zach has had this doomer outlook of it, of like, we're absolutely getting a holiday game this year.
Ready to roll.
And I'm just sitting over here like, I don't know, maybe just like a child pouting, like, I don't want to do this, but I'm probably going to have to work a holiday. And you are hinting that the Bills are absolutely a major candidate for that, as common sense would dictate, because of the fact that they are such a great draw.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've caught a break. The last 2 years, they haven't played on a
right?
holiday, which,
it's,
you know, like,
we
you
should keep doing that.
I'm working all those games, too, so.
Oh, yeah, don't I we know prefer, it?
Yeah, I would prefer not to have to do it, but yeah, I mean, you know, once again, because they advanced to the AFC Championship game, they're five-time division champs, and Josh Allen won the MVP. That's going to be a big thing. You know, he's still a great player if he didn't win the MVP, but now that he has that trophy on his mantle, they become an even bigger draw. So, yeah, I certainly think they could be in play Thanksgiving night. Obviously, they're not playing the Lions or Cowboys, so those games are out. And then Christmas, there's three games on Christmas. So you would think that, you know, there's a chance that they could be on that one too. So the other one is the Black Friday game, another, you know, real possibility. So, yeah, I mean, I'm eagerly awaiting this schedule because I think it's going to be loaded, not only with these primetime games, but there's going to be a bunch of 425s. I mean, I would guess that of the 17 games, they might play five at 1 o'clock all season.
And it's such a far cry, as you mentioned, like, you know, you were anyone that had worked with the Bills or watched the Bills, especially through the playoff drought, it was almost exclusively a routine. And now these past few years, we've been getting maybe five, six games at 1 o'clock. And that has become the new normal for this team. Sal, I am curious, like, you've mentioned a lot of potential with, you know, five games that, like, with the Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles, Patriots. And then the holiday portion, you mentioned even like the Steelers or Texans. Is there another team that you might think the Bills would just be able to help inflate? Be like, hey, we'll give this team a night game, but we're going to give the Bills the little primetime bump on a team a little under the radar?
I don't think I've got anybody specifically in mind. I mean, one of the games that, you know, might be a sneaky good game is the game against Tampa Bay. I mean, that's a pretty good team. They won their division again. They've got some nice players. That could find its way into a primetime window. You know, if you're talking about a road game, maybe the Falcons. I think they're going to be in contention for the NFC South. So that might be a game that, you know, would get a little juice if the Bills played in a primetime window against them. But other than that, no, I don't really see anything else on the schedule that would interest me in that way.
Sal Mariana of the Democrat and Chronicle on the West Her Hotline. Sal, let's turn our attention to baseball. I sadly am an Angels fan, so a lot of my life with baseball is like...
That is sad.
Yeah, a lot of my life is like by May, I'm like, oh, we're dead. Okay, cool. And then like a young player will get called up, like Matthew Lugo the other night, and he hits a triple and then a home run. And I'm like, oh, this is great. Oh, well, they still lost to Baltimore. That's great. The Yankees, I cannot say the same thing. One of my best friends in the world, he's a Yankees fan, and we'll text back and forth. We've had this now fun interaction where it's trying to find what hitting stat Aaron Judge isn't leading the league in. Sal, he is on an unreal tear, for a guy that seemingly is getting better and better every year.
It's phenomenal. You know, I would say he is the best hitter in baseball today. I mean, everyone, you know, talks about Ohtani and this and that. Look, Ohtani's a great player, and when he pitches, he then becomes the greatest player in the game because nobody's really ever done that the way he's done it. But when you're looking at just pure hitting, Judge is on another planet. And he's a right-handed hitter. That's the thing. I mean, there's been tons of great left-handed hitters. Barry Bonds, of course, maybe the greatest of all, him and Babe Ruth, because they're facing right-handed pitching 75% of the time. Judge is doing this as a right-handed batter. Plus, he's 33 years old. It's not like he's 25.
Yeah.
He's 33, and he's having, you know, he's had a few seasons here that have just been out of this world. And this one, I mean, I don't know where it's going to end up in terms of the home runs. I mean, I don't think that he's going to get to 62 again and break his own American League record, but I don't care, man. He might hit 50, and he might hit 350 or 360 this year. He's not going to hit 400, but right now he's over 400. It's just an unbelievable. He's leading, you're right. I mean, I'm looking at his page right now. He's leading in 3, 6, 9, 11, 12. 12 categories across the board. It's unbelievable. But that's just not the AL. That's MLB completely. It's incredible.
I was wondering how much higher that number was going to go there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's unbelievable. But it's also hilarious that he leads in more categories than the Colorado Rockies have wins. Sal, what are the Colorado Rockies?
They are the worst team in baseball, and it's not even close. I mean, they are going to have a legit chance of breaking the record the White Sox just set last year with 121 losses. They just fired their manager yesterday, Bud Black, who, I don't know, he's been there 9 years. I don't know how he survived 9 years, quite frankly. But that is a horrifically bad baseball team. And, you know, they really just don't have a chance playing out there in Denver. It's impossible to pitch well in that stadium. And I know both teams are playing in the stadium, but nobody wants to go play in Denver if you're a free agent pitcher. And if you're not developing top-notch pitching talent, you have no chance. Then to further complicate it, the owner's a cheapskate who won't pay money to get free agents to go there. I'm talking about hitters. They just don't have a chance to compete. They're like the Marlins. They really don't really have a chance in any way to build a good team. If your farm system isn't elite, they're cooked. And like I said, the Rockies, they're going to have a legit chance to break that record just 1 year later.
I just never thought I would see a team lose 21-0 like that. And then I just look and go, "Oh, you have six wins all year. This is I don't know what's more gross."
And the sad part is, I mean, I've been to a game at Coors Field many years ago. It is awesome. It is such an awesome ballpark. The mountains in the background. It's just a beautiful place. Similar to Pittsburgh with PNC Park, and they can't get anybody to go because the teams stink year after year after year. The fans in Denver, they really deserve a better product than what they're getting out there. And yeah, the same could be said for the Pirates too, who also just fired their manager last week.
I was about to make the comparison to Pittsburgh. I'm like, oh, beautiful ballparks, terrible baseball teams where fans deserve better. To add insult to injury too, to Colorado, just the last thing here. Their division that they're in, you're dealing with the Dodgers, the Padres, San Francisco, and Arizona, and then you. It's like even if you get average, you're probably going to get just blown out a number of nights to these teams. And then when you put maybe the worst baseball team ever assembled on the field, they're already at run differential, minus 128. They're on pace to win 20 games.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
And that's exactly why they're going to have a chance to break the all-time losing record, because they haven't even started playing their division. They've played maybe one or two series in the division so far. They haven't even gotten to the meat of the schedule when they start playing the Dodgers, Giants, Padres, and who's the other team
I'm forgetting,
whatever. Yeah, Arizona. When that starts, I mean, we could be talking about 10, 12-game losing streaks becoming a reality regularly. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch. You never want to root for that kind of complete dysfunction and horror because, I mean, I saw there was a clip last week. Kyle Freeland is one of their pitchers who's been there for a while, and he suffered a lot. And one of the reporters asked him, like, how do you do this? And the poor kid, he was, like, almost moved to tears. The question was, what do you tell the fan base? And he was, like, almost moved to tears, and he said, just try to hang in there with us. I mean, I felt bad for the kid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to go through that type of losing is just really, really gross.
Yeah, I'd imagine. And, Sal, it's May 12th, and Aaron Judge is leading in 12 categories. Right.
Well, that's just the basics that I'm looking at. Yep.
So like 12 basics, and the Rockies have 7 wins. I will be interested to check in with you when the Rockies finally surpass Aaron Judge's hitting capabilities.
Yeah, I'm not sure when that's going to happen, quite frankly. I mean, like he's having a great year. 4 more hits yesterday. The Yankees played. Their offense was great this week, and I've bemoaned them sometimes because they can be very inconsistent. They'll have these 10-run games, 12 yesterday, and then they'll go 5 games scoring 3 or less. So if they can find consistency, then I think they're going to be moving in the right direction. And as long as Judge keeps going like this, yeah, their offense should be fine. But again, we'll see.
They got a 3-game road series in Seattle starting tonight, 9:40, first pitch in Seattle. Sal, it's going to be a long night. Thanks so much for jumping on with us. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Enjoy the Yankees as well. Thanks for jumping on again, man.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
That was Sal Mariana right there on the West Hur hotline. The Rockies, man. I didn't know we would get there where Aaron Judge is leading MLB
and that's just
in
basics.
More hitting, just basic
hitting categories.
Oh boy!
Like, because like baseball is such a numbers heavy sport.
Yep,
you could find more.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And at that point, the answer would be, when do the Rockies catch up to Aaron Judge in that sense? Next year.
Next year.
When everyone starts at 0-0.
And I agree with Sal's point.
It's disgusting.
We got to hit a break here, but I agree on Sal's point too. There's a part of me, I love the gross chaos, what have you. I enjoy seeing history in any aspect in sports. But there's also a point, having grown up in playoff droughts for two of my favorite local teams.
There's a human element.
There's a human element of you just feel bad for Rockies fans. And Sal brings up a really good point.
The players.
It's hard. The players, and it's hard to get players to want to go to Colorado. You're like, especially pitchers where you're like, cool, I'm going to give up bomb after bomb after bomb, even if I'm pitching well. It is a tough road. And then you look at the division, it's not getting any better. The Dodgers pay everybody. The Padres have started paying everybody. San Francisco's got a lot of money. Arizona's a solid team, and they're still 21-20. I mean, it is going to be a grind for them to get through.
A grind to get to 20 wins even. Hey, by the way, if you're out today, great weather. What would you like to do?
Beautiful
weather. There's a couple things you can do. You could golf. You could bike. You could also be ready to join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team. That's on Saturday, June 28th. So you got a lot of time to get out on a bike and train for that. Once you join the team, you will receive an email to pick up your t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You could still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for those details. We'll be back in a bit just to close up hour number one. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.